You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch. Welcome, everyone. So nice to have you here today, as always. We got a great show. I mean, today you're going to learn a lot about yourself and your thoughts and your feelings. Let me say that you and I do not have a therapeutic relationship. Let me just get that straight right from the bat here. But, you know, this is inspirational radio here on LA Talk Radio. This is where you get to get on the couch and just learn a lot of things about yourself. This is where you get insight as to who you are and maybe why things aren't going so wonderfully in your life. That's what I always talk about with my special guests, whether it's relationship issues or, you know, some kind of personal depression going on, I don't know, anxiety, stress, whatever's going on in your life. That's what's... You know, we're going to help you with today. And as always, I invite you to call in if you'd like here to talk on the air with me and my special guest who I'm going to interview and bring up in just a moment. The number here is 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. Or you can email me if you'd like directly. If you're shy and you don't want to get your voice on the air, go ahead and do so. It's Doc Michelle, D-O-C. Michelle, with two L's, at AOL.com. And then if you have a question or whatever for my guests, we can pull you up and try to get to answering that right away. Okay? Well, sounds good, everybody. So we're all set here, and this is the country's most listened to internet talk station. I want to also remind you guys that, as you know, you probably know if you listen to the show, I am a relationship, a body language and communication specialist. I've been doing this for a very long time. So I'm going to be going back on Entertainment Tonight again on Monday. And I'll be doing the body language analysis of Oprah Winfrey's interview with Lindsay Lohan. We get to see what's going on. I get little peeks, but I still haven't been able to see the whole interview yet. So I don't even know how Lindsay came off. I do have little peeks. I have had some previews. But I'm going to be sharing with you my analysis of, is Lindsay telling the truth? Keep in mind, everybody, she's an actress. That's all I have to say. We'll get to that a little bit later. As you know, guys, I am a big believer in how important our thoughts and words are in our lives. So I feel that your thoughts and your words and the way you speak and act and perceive situations and people and the way you respond to them, that's what it's all about. And if you find that your life needs to change, reflect on the kind of thoughts and words that occupy your mind on a daily basis. So whatever you're going through in your life, you need to understand that your life will not get straightened out until you learn to straighten out the thoughts and the words you speak. What's coming out of your mouth, guys? Come on. You've got to choose to think and speak positively. And it's really important for your peace of mind and your spirit and your life and moving on and getting through things. And, you know, understand what keeps bringing you unhappiness and anger and confusion and negativity. And it's about us. We can't control anybody else. All we control is our thoughts and our actions, which involve our words. Which leads me to my special guest today. And Michelle Arbeau is amazing. Michelle, so nice to have you here, honey.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Michelle.
You're such a nice spirit.
I just... Likewise. I mean, I love you to death. You just... You light up the room.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. So do you, and I'm so looking forward to reading your books coming out.
Well, I'm excited to have them out. I just can't believe it's 6 weeks until the first one drops. So it's
cool, girl.
Yay.
And we're going to let everybody know how you can get Michelle's books. And we're going to be talking about one in particular today. But let me first, you know, introduce everybody to Michelle. She's an internationally recognized celebrity numerologist, author, inspirational speaker, radio TV host. And Michelle, you have a Hollywood clientele base. It's just huge. I mean, just we won't say their names because we don't want to get them in trouble. But Twilight vampires, you got the Big Bang Theory people, Pirates of the Caribbean, NBC directors, celebrity stylists, many more. And, you know, you've worked with a lot of people and helping them in their lives. You've also been involved in and are going back into the Give Joy Now project. And that's an international campaign to unite millions of people in happiness. What a great cause. Good girl. And also, we're talking about, like I said, your latest books. We're going to be talking about The Energy of Words, Harness the Vibration of Language, and Transform Your Life. Guys, that's what a great, boy, that title, boom, right there, publishers. Yes, we'll take you. Well, it's exactly what it says it is
well,
about,
you,
and people know.
Well, it's funny you say that, because yeah. I actually got a publisher for that book before I got a literary
wow.
agent. So it's kind of the reverse.
See?
Yeah, so I guess it was one of those books where, you know, people say write every day. If you're a writer, you should, you know, kind of take time every day to write. But that book came in spurts. It was kind of like I wrote, you know, three chapters, and then I would sit and not read anything for 3 weeks, and then another spurt would come. So for me, it was, you know, I had help. I had help from the unseen forces, I think,
well,
to write that book.
Well, I agree.
Yeah.
And whatever the process is, sometimes it's not, you know, there's a lot of people who force. I'm going to force myself to write. I've got to... No. You got to be passionate and let it flow.
Well, that's true creativity, right?
Mm-hmm,
I mean, it doesn't really come from the mind. It's more of a soulful thing, I think.
It is. Yeah. I agree with you totally. And we're also going to be touching on your other new book, because you are a professional numerologist. It's called Soul Numbers, Decipher the Message from Your Inner Self to Successfully Navigate Life. And what's really cool is that on the show, I've spoken with physicists and mathematicians, and they talk about the repeated patterns in life.
Yes.
The repeated numbers and how things duplicate themselves. And a lot of what may be chance is actually based on fact through numbers.
Patterns.
So this is a science.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you really are a scientist. I watched you work sitting here when we've been, you know, sort of doing numerology for people. And you're doing these numbers. You're asking some information and you're doing math here on this. Mm-hmm. I watched you and I'm going, what the heck is she doing? But you've got it down to a science where mathematically you're talking about the possibilities of people's habits, life, possible future, what they might do to avoid things in their lives that might be negative. Very scientific.
Numbers are spiritual DNA, so it's really like a code.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's interesting you mentioned Lindsay Lohan, because she's one of my faves in terms of analyzing. She's her life path number is the 33-6, which is really, it's actually the highest level. It's, you know, she has limitless potential for success, but they are self-sabotagers.
Right.
Big time.
Isn't that interesting?
So when they get to a certain level of success, subconsciously, they knock themselves down a few pegs.
Yes.
And the other side to the 33-6 is that they will, if they're stalled in their creativity and they're not doing anything, which Lindsay Lohan hasn't really done a whole lot in a long time, they go into the negative gutter, and that's where they stay. So they kind of spin in this negative spiral, right? So it's kind of one to watch. In terms of that, because she will self-sabotage over and over again. So.
Isn't that fascinating? It really is. And, you know, she's such a talented young lady. And
well, it's a number of creativity.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
So what we can do today, too, is talk about how people can avoid spiraling and avoid the negative patterns in their lives and things that they can do and you can suggest to help them. You know, based on your brand new book, which is The Energy of Words, very powerful, and thoughts, of course, words are thoughts, so I guess. I wanted to find out more about you and introduce listeners a little bit more about you, although you've been on the show several times.
Mm-hmm.
But in your bio, I'm going to be quoting you here. So it says, it has taken many years for me to find and embrace my authentic self. So I know firsthand the struggles and triumphs the road to truth entails. Can you share with listeners some of these struggles that you've had to deal with, and what was it that helped you overcome them?
Well, I want to start off by saying, you know, the first book I wrote was The Energy of Words, and the second book was Soul Numbers. And everyone always says, well, you're a numerologist. Why right. didn't you write the book about numbers and numerology first? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you know what? I really felt strongly that I had to get out that book about words, because for me, that had a lot to do with really finding my authentic self and really living my truth.
Yes.
Because I was such a people pleaser for so long. I would always look at other people to say, okay, what am I supposed to be doing? What am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to say?
You know,
like everything. I would look to everyone else but myself. And so, you know, there were, you know, I was one of those people that would always say, I'm so stupid, or, you know, those kinds of words, and really be harsh on myself, you know, really be negative. And so I realized that, you know, it was really, no matter how much I wanted success and how much I was trying so desperately to make it and be where I wanted to be, it was really, it was at the core of what I was saying and thinking and writing on a daily basis, right? So like you were saying, words aren't just, you know, we're not talking here about just words on paper. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the words we're thinking and even writing, you know? And even names. I mean, my name change, when I got married, I was really reluctant to take the name change because I thought I was losing my identity.
Right.
But in hindsight, professionally, the vibration of those two names, or the my first and my last, matches precisely what I was meant to be doing, and that's right around the time of my career shift.
Wow.
So it's, you know, the words carry a vibration, they carry a frequency, and they really affect what you're trying to accomplish. I mean, the law of attraction, for listeners who don't know, what we think about, we bring about, basically. That's essentially, and those words that are rolling around in our head at any given time are manifesting our reality. So if you want that Bentley or that house on the hill or, you know, that kind of thing, but you're going around saying things like, well, the problem is, you know, after every sentence. And I actually had a client who was like that. He had all these great dreams and hopes and desires, but then he would say, well, but the problem is. And so he had a lot of problems, right? So it wasn't a matter of the law of attraction not working. It was that he was undermining his entire energetic frequency by saying those kinds of things, right? So so for me, it was really a matter of hitting rock bottom with looking outward. And I started to look inward. And like you say, you're a big believer in, you know, the thoughts we keep and the words we say and all that stuff. So I really had to re-examine what I was saying every day and every moment and every second. Because if I wanted to really make great change, I had to, you know, revamp the whole thought process and the whole, my whole life. So really, I kind of, that was when the Give Joy Now project started. I actually sold everything that I owned and went across Canada to do this thing. And I was kind of like an empty vessel at the time. I just felt like I was free, you
know? That took a lot of courage.
And I was nothing and no one. You know, I really felt like I dropped all my titles. I stopped writing the book that I was writing at the time, which ended up being a completely different book. But, you know, it was really liberating. And I remember feeling at one point feeling so scared.
Because
I thought, wow, because I'd never had an attachment to personal possessions, really. I was one of those free spirits anyway.
Yes.
But really, I did. You know, I realized that I actually did. I thought, whoa, what did I do? You know, I remember sitting on closing day at my house in the driveway thinking, I have nothing.
Wow.
You know, I just literally had pictures and some clothes and that was about it. And, and the Joy Jeep.
Yeah, the Joy Jeep. Yay.
So there I went across Canada, really kind of feeling like an empty vessel, and it was like a new start. And it really was the turning point for me when I surrendered. I kind of just said, you know what? I'm going to let go of all of those old patterns, those things where I say I'm stupid and I'm this or I'm that, and just be.
Yes.
And so when I actually ended up staying in Calgary, I went across Canada. So I wasn't sure where I was going to end up, but I had a friend there, and I ended up there. And literally within a couple of weeks, a major network called me for an interview, and I thought, how did they find me? I'm nothing and no one, right? I literally dropped everything. I was off the grid. And I thought, how did they know that I was even here?
Yes.
And that I was a numerologist, you know, because yes. I was under the guise of the Give Joy Now project and, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. And that was really all I had going for me. So, and I was working for a company that was sponsoring it. So I was kind of the back, behind the scenes
yes.
person. So it was amazing. And then it flowed.
Oh, that's
after
awesome.
After that, it just, mm-hmm. it was like a snowball effect. I started yes. to really live for me. And mm-hmm. that's the moment that I started to embrace mm-hmm. a bigger title for myself and really step into my personal power and say, you know, I'm going to own who I am. Because
yes.
I'd always made excuses for numerology.
Sure.
And I'd always say, you know,
yeah.
well, it's really a science and it's this and it's that. Mm-hmm. And now I don't say that unless someone asks. Mm-hmm. You know, I say, well, I'm a numerologist, you know,
yes.
and I really own it now. So
right.
for me, it was a struggle with really getting clear with my truth inside, you know, and that was the words
wow.
that
yes.
kept spinning around in my head, that I wasn't good enough or that I had
right.
to please everyone, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I want to talk about both of those things and ask you about your book. If you'd like to call in, you can do so here. Ask a question to my special guest, Michelle Arbeau, 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. We're talking about her latest book, The Energy of Words, Harness the Vibration of Language and Transform Your Life. And we're also going to talk about her other book that's coming out. You are a busy girl. It's called Soul Numbers, Decipher the Message from Your Inner Self to Successfully Navigate Life. You know what I've seen over the years in my practice about, you know, personality styles? I've seen, and this is a good thing, I think. I mean, but I've seen, you know, as children in our environment growing up, I don't mean to get hairy psychological here, I'm just going to touch on it. But we get messages in our environments from our siblings, our parents, grandparents, caregivers, whoever they may be. Whatever the environments are, chaotic, too nurturing, not nurturing enough, we're always getting signals about who we are in that environment. And there's three common patterns that people do, we as children do, in order to cope. It's called survival. Doesn't mean we're bad. One of them is becoming a people pleaser because we're highly, acutely hypervigilant about how can I keep the peace and please mommy or daddy or please everybody, make everything okay. The other is to run, the runners. They're the ones that are always hiding. You know, where's Johnny? He's under the bed. He's in the closet. He's at somebody's house. He's running. And the others are the fighters. And many times they become bullies. But the highest functioning survivor techniques I see all the time are the people pleasers. And that's not a bad thing. I think it's really, it's a way of surviving and being very responsive and sensitive to other people. And that is a great quality to have, especially as adults. When we learn, as you did, that I don't need to do this anymore. I'm okay with who I am.
Well, one of the inspirational things that really triggered me was Wayne Dyer.
He
has the ability to say no
yes.
so easily, doesn't
yes.
he?
It's he sure does.
Very matter of fact, no.
Yeah.
You know, if he doesn't want to do something or
yeah.
if there's something that it doesn't resonate with him, it's
right.
no. And
right.
I thought, wow, you know, that's just incredible
mm-hmm.
that he has that capability. And so, you know, my book, for example, one of the words that is in the glossary is no, because that's, you know, something that a lot of people need to learn how to
yeah.
say. And
yes.
what are they saying when they say it?
Right.
And it's actually the communication number,
mm-hmm.
the word 10 or the number 10,
uh-huh.
which is comprised of the verbal expression number and the zero,
yes.
which is the symbol of the infinite or spiritual awareness. So
mm.
the two together, it's really saying when you say no and
mm-hmm.
you say it matter-of-factly
mm-hmm.
and you really say heartfelt, you know that mm-hmm. I really feel like I don't want to do this.
Yes.
Then you're speaking for the soul because it's the communication number with the zero.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
So the
it's
vibration.
It's very powerful, and it's, you know, it's okay, and that's the thing, and that's drawing boundaries. It's okay to say it doesn't feel right for me. I'm so sorry. It doesn't feel right for me. And respect,
right.
hopefully, other people, which is another big lesson to get through, you know, respect what's right for you and vice versa.
Right.
When someone says no to us, you know, we respect that and say, okay, I get it.
Right.
It's cool.
And then the word yes, which is another big one,
yeah.
Is a four, which is the solid foundation number. So it's
yes.
really just a grounded energy that says, yes, I
yeah.
feel confident. I feel grounded. I feel like the foundation is right when I say yes.
That's
you know,
a great
so
word. Yeah.
There's so many words in that glossary in that book. I actually have a glossary at the back that has the top 100
yes.
Positive words and the top 100 negative words that people speak all the time.
Wow. That's great.
And then also a chart in there so that if there's other words that you say,
right.
you can calculate them
yes.
and find out what they mean. So
boy, is that great. So let's talk about, you know, the top 10 words that we all speak on a daily basis.
Yes.
Or you refer to them as your personal jargon list. So you say that these top 10 words can be contributing or detracting from what we want to achieve in life. So can you sort of explain this a little bit more?
Well, what I focused on 10 because it's kind of like a pattern change, really. I mean, to change our language, if we're saying something every day, it's going to take a while to get that out of there. So I focus in on, you know, the top 10 as a starting point, because we're going to have to keep going, obviously. We're always a work in progress. So starting with the top 10, you know, if we say, you know, absolutely every day, or we say I'm stupid, or what does stupid mean? You know, well, what we're labeling ourselves with that, right? So use those top 10, figure them out, and say, okay, how do I change these into positive words?
Right.
And you're going to see a shift in your energy. You're going to see such a drastic shift in what you're attracting into. Because if you're calling yourself stupid, how are other people perceiving you?
Yes.
They're going to perceive you as that, really,
right,
in some form or fashion.
Right.
It's kind of the scenario where you see people getting used and abused, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You know, they get the doormat syndrome, right? So if they're going around beating themselves up with words, they're going to get beat up by other people.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you're not saying that people necessarily have to go around as narcissistic. I'm wonderful. I'm awesome. No, you're just saying that they have to sort of switch up how they perceive in the negative themselves, some of the negative words that they've carried all their lives about who their identity is or why they don't live up to other people or aren't whatever.
Right.
You know, you're not good enough. Whatever bad messages we received. And I do look at us sometimes, although I'm totally into the law of attraction, and I know that we need to learn our lessons, and you know, but I think that we are survivors, these little souls that come in here, and we do need to learn our lessons. That's why we're here,
That's
I guess.
That's right, yeah. I mean, it's not going to be perfection once we change all of our words, but, you know, you're going to see a shift. You're going to see, it's more to me about taking back your personal power and being that creator you were here to be, right?
Yes.
Because
yes.
if you're not doing that, and it goes back to the Wayne Dyer thing. It's like he's very confident in what he wants and how to say it and how to communicate it and what he's thinking. So it's taking back your creative power, really, through words.
It's really true. So what are some of the most positive words and some of the most negative? We talked about, you know, stupid.
Yes. Well, you know, absolutely is great. I love that. Authentic. You know, we were just talking about authentic the other day. Mm-hmm. And that's an 11, which is the highest spiritual number. And it's comprised of the pioneer and the trailblazer. So it's all, you know, when you're authentic or you say, you know, I feel really authentic, or, you know, that's really an authentic person to me, or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's such a great vibration. And then, you know, absolutely, you know, so many words that vibrate to things like the 8, for example, because then my third book that I want to write is called The God Frequency. Mm-hmm. And so it's all about that God code that really, I mean, I'm not religious, but even in the spiritual communities, the word God kind of strikes a chord with a lot of people.
Well, yeah.
And that word is just so phenomenal in terms of expressing why we're all here. So that's another topic all in itself, but really, the top 10 positive, negative, I mean, really, it depends on who you are and your energy as to what the positive words might be for you. Because sometimes a word that it seems positive might not be positive for you, if you know what I mean. Whereas it may be for me.
So give me an example of maybe what a word would be for you that it
Well, you know,
be.
I'm a 3, I'm a social butterfly, I'm the communicator, the intellectual, right? So when I say absolutely, and I love saying it, it's one of my favorite words, it just makes me feel really positive and upbeat, and it kind of really resonates with my 3 energy, which is, you know, the
absolutely,
you know, I light up when I say it, right? So, but then if you might have someone who's very physical based that wouldn't really get excited or feel or resonate with that word absolutely, right? They might say for sure or something like that, you know, something a little bit less dramatic, right? So I'm a little bit, I've got a dramatic flair to me, so I like words that are very strong like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, there's so many incredible words that you can use, but I'm kind of drawing a blank with some of the positive and negative ones.
No, I
guess I didn't come prepared, but
you got it. You're always good.
But I mean, really, the top 100, they really, I did a lot of research for that, a lot of research. Mm-hmm. So I really kind of picked the brains of people like you, psychologists, you name it. I really did a lot of research so that I could figure out the top words for you. So once you get a copy of the book, you can see. But
cool.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from callers, too, if they want to call in and say,
you
know, if there's a word that someone uses every day and they're curious as to what it means, we can calculate it and see
sounds great.
What that vibration is for them.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah. That would be really great. I use great a lot.
Great? Oh, we'll have to see.
Great!
Throw me a piece of paper during the commercial break and we'll figure out what that is.
Here we go. Here's great. Here, I'll give it to you right now.
Cool.
And I just, also, you know, if you guys do want to call in, that's great. Also, you can, let me give you the number, 323-203-0815. If you have some words you would like to share with my special guest, Michelle Arbeau, the author of The Energy of Words, Harness the Vibration of Language and Transform Your Life, and also her book, Soul Numbers, Deciphering the Message from Your Inner Self to Navigate Life. You can call us, ask us some questions, 323-203-0815. I have up on the board here, docmichelle@aol.com as well, if you would like to email me, because you're a little shy, you don't want to get your voice on the air. docmichelle, docmichelle@aol.com, and that's what it is. So, okay, we were talking about the power of words. I'll give you a hysterical word my husband always uses. Cracks me up. You're going to love this one.
All right.
I look at him and I go, spectacular. No one says that word.
Spectacular?
Spectacular.
Oh, yes, they
do. Do people really say that word?
I sometimes do.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, sorry. I'm a little bit weird, so that's...
And I'm not... I love him so much, and he's so smart, and he's so positive.
Yeah.
He's always a positive person. You know, and I'll say, what's going on? How's everything with your meeting? Spectacular. I'm like, really? So that's a great word, too.
Oh, so that's again, that's like the other word, authentic. It's 11.
Yes,
so it's just very pow. You know, it's got that pow factor to it that's just very pioneer, trailblazer kind of energy.
Yes,
it's just,
cool.
It's got that extra push.
That's great.
And then great, you say great, you just said it again.
Said it again.
Is a six. And six is a number of creativity. And I thought when we did your numbers, I think you were a six.
I'm a Lindsay Lohan.
Well, yes. So
I have a 336, I think.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
so this is
God.
Why you like the word great, right? Because it resonates with your energy. So when you say great, it's a six. And you know, they match. So energetically speaking, you're drawn to the word great. And I usually never say great.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Well, it works with, you know, whoever. And if it works for us, then good. Then great.
Yeah.
You know, I say thank you for that. So, honey, if you're listening, that's your spectacular word. That's what that's about, which is great too. Let's talk about, you know, not only words, but also maybe sentences that aren't within those words, you know, and the whole cognitive behavioral thing. And I believe that when we change up how we think of something in a sentence, you know, just my luck, I'll get in an accident, or just my luck, I'll get really sick when I have my job interview. You know, that kind of just a negative sort of a thought process that people, the words that the negative messages that comes into their head. And I'm not talking about necessarily, you know, numerology, but just plain old, we call them, you know, and I hate the word distortion. It just doesn't feel good. But they call them cognitive distortions. So it's like, wait a minute, that's a distortion of the truth. That's your truth because you're so used to being hit with your supposed negativity out there that you automatically go there. So changing up the way you would phrase something, just my luck, I'll get in a car accident on the way to the job or whatever. How can people change it up? To really say, everything's going to be fine, and that's it. I mean, how can people really, truly believe when they've been imprinted for so long, the negative thoughts and messages, how can they really learn to believe that it's all going to be okay?
Well, I think it's pattern change. I mean, it takes time. It's practice makes perfect, and you know, it's great that you talk about sentences, and I'm using great. I think you're rubbing off on me. So, you know, in the book, I go through sentences, and it's the key words within those sentences that we need to change up. So there are things in the book where it's, you know, just regular sentences, but also those great words that have resonated through time, you know, those great quotes that there's a whole chapter on those phrases that have changed the world, you know, those things where one step for mankind, or that, you know, those kinds,
that's right.
All of those great words that we just remember. And why do we remember them? And, you know, why did they affect us so profoundly? And so there's a lot in there about how to restructure and rechange your sentences. But really it boils down to pattern change, and which is behavioral change, which takes time, right?
I mean,
it's practice makes perfect. And I'm one to say, you know, I've gone through it. I've been through the trenches and back again. So it's really, you just have to keep at it and keep focused, and you'll see change. You really will. Trust me on that.
That is great. And I totally agree with you. And, you know, there's a whole thing on automatic changing of the thoughts. Even though it's difficult and it's uncomfortable, I don't want to dwell on, you know, Abraham Hicks or Esther or anything like that, but I mean, you know, she really has a lot to say when she says, how can you make that feeling, identify a feeling you're having, you're running late. Oh, just my luck, I'm going to be late for the job interview. Just my luck. How can you just one notch feel a little better? Because it goes slow, like you said. It takes a while to just make yourself feel a little better. What is a little bitty change that you can make in your life, in your thoughts right now? To not go, just my luck. What's the next little bitty step that you can feel a little bit better? Just say, well, it's crowded. It'll be what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I so resonate with that, because really it was the point, because I'm such an intellectual, right? Yes. I mean, I'm a 3, which is the first mind plane number. So I was always up in my head, and it was that rock bottom moment when I was in the driveway on closing day and had nothing, that I started to live through how it felt. So, you know, when you talk about, how does this feel? What's this feeling? How do I translate it into what I'm saying, thinking, or writing, and through words, right? Because really, that's how we create in life, really.
Yes.
So it's the feeling behind the word. So that's essentially, I mean, my book is about that. It's pick words that resonate with you, that make you feel good.
Yes.
And the moment that it does make you feel good, then you're on the right path automatically. So take out those words and, you know, catch yourself in the act. I mean, it's not going to... You can't, you know, think day one it's going to change overnight, but, you know, catch yourself in the act, be conscious of it, keep substituting those words, put sticky notes around the house, whatever you need to do to make sure that you're not saying those, and even just start repeating some of the positive words, just not even in a sentence, just, you know, going around the house saying them, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's about the feeling. It really is. I mean, that's essentially the message that I share in the book, too. It's not about necessarily the numbers, it's the feeling behind the numbers, the patterns, right? The energetic patterns. How does it make you feel?
Right.
And we were talking about the word great with you. It feels good to you to say it because it resonates with your energy.
And it's a real word to me. I mean, they're like, other words don't... Right, exactly. Enough said. But when my husband says spectacular, I'll go, okay, I can't get there, but he can. So God bless him. Good for him. But I probably could get there, but I don't resonate to that. But so as we were talking about the feelings, what I try to do is help people, and I know you'll agree with this. Let's say, again, that old scenario. You're sitting in the car. I always say that because we're here in Los Angeles, and you know about the crazy freeways and stuff like that. But you're sitting in the car. You're running late. You're stopped in traffic, and you start to have negative thoughts. Feelings, you're upset, you're getting, when you can identify the feeling, when you're really in a bad place, when your heart's pounding, you're getting anxious or negative, you start getting stressed, whatever the situation is, if you can immediately say, how do I feel right now? How do I feel right now? I feel icky, I feel heavy, I feel, talk out loud, unless you're carpooling, but write it down. They're going, he's not so, you've seen a doctor lately. But, you know, try to write down how am I feeling, or saying yourself, I feel depressed, I feel worried, I feel stressed, I feel, and try to identify the feelings with the words and say, how can I right this moment change it up a little?
How do I want to feel?
Yes, how do I want to feel? Well, I want to feel less stressed. I want to feel a little, because it's hard to make that, like you said, a giant leap to, I feel great.
Yes.
I feel spectacular. It's like, no, the subconscious is saying, I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. But just a little, so you feel that people should identify how they feel,
mm-hmm.
and then just sort of change it up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, even just say the word calm, or, you know, something that is mm-hmm. very serene when you're feeling worried or mm-hmm. stressed. Because I know, I mean, I get in the lineups at, you know, some of the bigger stores, and sometimes I get very anxious because sure. I'm very kind of empathic, and I pick things up, yeah. and sometimes you get a little yeah. bit antsy, right? And I'm sure. I'm a restless person too, so I
sure.
And that's the moment when I will start to think about words that, just random words even
yeah.
sometimes that
yeah, yeah.
that I like and that make me feel good, and that works. It's,
yeah.
It's almost like an anti-anxiety medication.
Exactly.
Right on the spot.
It is.
Know?
It's
yeah.
an instant word. We have a caller on the air. Let's check it out. Hi, you're on the air. This is Dr. Michelle, and you're on the couch with me and Michelle Arbeau. Who's this? Hello? Hello? Dropped call. Come on, call back if you'd like. 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. If you'd like to talk to my special guest, Michelle Arbeau. And we're talking, by the way, on the couch today about her latest book. It's all about words and how we speak words. It's called The Energy of Words, Harness the Vibration of Language and Transform Your Life. And it really can. It's when we change our words and we slowly start to believe them and we slowly start to put more positive words into our vocabulary, we can really change. We can make those changes little by little by little. And it does take a little effort. Everything is not easy, but I'm not saying, and I know you're not saying, you just try a little bit to examine how you're feeling in the moment. Say, how can I just change it up just a bit?
And what words are you thinking in that moment?
Exactly. You know?
So
what
if you're having a really crappy day,
yeah.
what are you thinking about? Write the words down.
Yes. And then how can I switch it up?
You know, if you're saying, well, I'm feeling crappy because I know I'm not good enough for that job that I just interviewed for, or something like that, you know, the word not. I mean, some of the key words in there mm-hmm. are huge, mm. energetic downers, mm-hmm. you know, to just take your energy from sky high to rock bottom mm-hmm. really quickly. Mm-hmm. So that's mm-hmm. step one.
It really is important. So what is sort of a step two that they might implement changing the words, sort of?
And then picking new ones. So
new
when
ones.
You're thinking about, you know, saying, well, I know I'm not good enough for that job. It was an okay interview, but, you know, this, that, and
right.
the other thing. So start, you know, revamping what you're thinking in that moment and saying, you know what, I am good enough. And I do feel like I have the qualifications. And it was kind of like the same thing when I was writing my books in the beginning,
yes.
when I was the people pleaser. I thought, well, I don't have a degree, and I don't have this and that and the other thing. I can't write a book. And here I am with two books in 1 year coming out.
And
so there,
yeah.
you know, it's like changing
right.
my thoughts and saying, you know what, I can.
Yes, good for you, girl. And you're a great role model, too, for people.
Well, thank you.
No, you are.
I try to be.
You are.
I live authentically, and that's
yes.
really what I say to people. I'm very transparent in sharing
yeah.
my life
yeah.
and... You know, some people are very private about their lives, but
yeah.
I just can't be. I'm very, sometimes I say I have foot and mouth disease because I share too much. But
yeah.
I like to be authentic, and I think, you know, sharing my energy like that, it's kind of that role model energy, and
mm-hmm.
I like to do it. You know, I like to be able to say,
yeah.
this is me, take me as I am.
That's
and,
right.
Hopefully you can do the same, because really we're here to live our truth, right?
It's really true. And also, as you are authentic and you're okay about being real, keeping it real, it's like that is a huge mark of self-esteem. And it's not, again, narcissism. It's about, I'm okay with me. And
mm-hmm.
if
yeah.
somebody doesn't vibrate to that or yeah. is judging, that's their truth, and that's okay.
And you know what? It's so true. There's such a huge gap between being authentic
yeah.
and being narcissistic because
yeah.
the two don't even vibrate
yeah, yeah.
on the same level.
No, yeah, yeah.
Really, they don't. Because, I mean, being the people pleaser, you know, it's just, it's not that I don't think highly of myself. It's just that I'm not, I think I'm like everybody else, you
right.
know?
Right,
I mean,
right.
when you read my bio, it sounds great on paper,
yeah,
but I'm
sure.
just Michelle. I'm little,
that's right.
I'm little old Michelle. I'm 5'2", you know? I'll
yeah.
meet anybody, talk to anybody,
yeah.
you know, I'm not, it's authentic is a completely different level.
It really is. And it's also, it's just putting, it's a calming, you know, vibe. You just do. You have a real calming vibe for people too, and I think that's why also that you are you know, so out there in the media, and you're so well known with what you do and your work, because you do put people at ease.
Well, thank you.
No, yeah, you're welcome.
It's the practicality as well, because I'm very practical, scientific. Mm-hmm. So I approach all of my work. Mm-hmm. I always say it's practical spirituality. That's one of the phrases I like to use. Mm-hmm. Because if you can't incorporate something into real life, because I mean, we still have to go to work, pay the bills, you know, do everything that we need to do.
Sure.
We can't, you know, sit on the mountaintop and meditate all day on these words.
Right.
So if you can't do it practically, then I don't embrace it. So.
I think
practicality and authenticity are two things that go hand in hand to me, I think, you know?
I think so. I really do. And, you know, people just sort of have to get in touch with their practicality, you know, what is real for them, too.
Yeah.
You know, and I was thinking about, again, we were talking about that law of attraction and sort of those concepts. So you think what we think sometimes, and how we say, of course, is what we're attracting from out there as well. Because it's all inside.
Yes, and I was talking to someone yesterday, actually, who was thinking about her business name, her professional name. She was going through a divorce, and she was saying, well, do I drop my hyphenated name?
Hmm.
And so, yes, I mean, the way you present yourself through words to the world, whether it be through your name, frequency, you know, handing someone a business card, what is that frequency? What are they? What is that person feeling when they read that business card, right?
Yes.
So energetically, was it time for her to drop that? And I said, well, how do you feel about that name?
Yes.
And so to her, she felt good about it. They had an amicable divorce.
Good.
And so she felt like she needed to keep that name. So for her, it felt good.
That's neat.
But, you know, it just depends. So there's lots of different ways that we present ourselves through words that we're attracting that energy. Right. So when your husband says spectacular, he's attracting, you know, such pow energy, right?
He is.
Yeah.
He really is. It's like, good for him. Well, he is. He's just he has so much success going on and so many positive people and so many, he's a happy guy and he's, you know, it's just like, wow, he is, you know,
he's
attracting
spectacular.
What he's saying. Exactly. There's so much of that going on, but. So it really is true. I mean, and even down to like thinking rationally, if you guys can embrace a concept, which is cool, of, you know, sort of what we think and how we project is what we attract, which I just think that, you know, the whole thought and the actions within ourselves is a big mirror. We hold it out there and it's reflecting back to us who we are.
Yes.
So, but it is practical. It is totally a practical thing that it lets just put it down to the easiest thing. If you're having a frown, if you're slumping, even being the body language person that I am, you know, I always watch body language, I always watch posture, I always watch the head tilting, the eyes, that, you know, if you're people pick those cues up subtly. So if you're projecting that out there too, physically, and then with your words, like you said, negative people, it's going to reflect back, oh, well, that person I guess is a downer, or that person's not happy, and I may not want to be hanging out with that negative energy, so people will pull away from you.
Yeah, well, as a child, I remember being bullied a lot because I was the people pleaser.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
so I was attracting energy that said I was not good enough.
Yep.
Therefore, I was a target for that. So,
so
that, yeah, I completely understand. But I wanted to make a point about the whole financial crisis, because there's such a fear this year centered around money, of course. I mean, we're starting, the economy is starting to pick up.
Yeah.
It's starting to get better. But we're starting to relook at how the word money comes into the picture, because how many people say the word money on a weekly basis, right? I don't have enough money, or I need money, or how much money is this? Or, you know, money comes up a lot for a lot of people, right? And especially now with the financial crisis, it's a huge word, right?
Yeah.
And money is a 27, and then 2 plus 7 is 9.
Hmm.
So if you look at the vibration of those numbers, and numbers, again, you know, for people who are listening, it's just a way to see the energy. So if we're talking in quantum physics, you know, talking about energy and the fact that at the base of an atom is actually frozen light particles or energy. So really the numbers, it's just a mathematical way to look at the unseen.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about the word money, vibrating to the 27 and then 2 plus 7 reduces to 9, 7 is in the weaker position.
Mm-hmm.
And 7 as an energy, or representing an energy, represents distrust.
Mm.
So the word money has always carried this sense of distrust, this energy that says we don't have enough, or we may not have enough, or there's a lack, right?
Interesting.
So we're starting to, and I see countries now. I had a client in South Africa who said they're starting to barter now because of such of the wow. economic conditions
yes.
are so low
yes.
that money isn't even in the picture anymore.
Interesting.
In a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really starting to shift the focus money-wise into that distrust
mm-hmm.
toward trust
mm-hmm.
because that's the flip
mm-hmm.
side of the seven. So
yes.
it's becoming a stronger force
well,
as it's
positive.
Rebuilding.
Well,
yeah.
that's good. I think, yeah.
Yeah, so we need to look at money
yes.
in a different way because
yeah,
it's always carried
so.
That energy.
Yes.
Yeah, and being a nine, I mean, the whole previous century was built on the nine energy. All of us have a
yes.
nine in our date of birth, right?
Right.
So that century, if you notice, we haven't had a lot of really great advancements.
Right.
Since then.
Yes.
Right? I mean,
yes.
tweaks on the old.
Right.
But
right.
nothing major.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we went from, like, Little House on the Prairie days to cars and computers
right.
and the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
I mean, in 100 years,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And now we're really slowed down in terms of progress
mm-hmm.
and how we're building things. And so our outlook on money and the money structures and
mm-hmm.
all of that stuff that was built in those 100
mm-hmm.
years is
mm-hmm.
starting to... to shift, thankfully,
right.
because
yes,
that,
thankfully is
that
right.
distrust is huge with
right.
the money.
Right. And, you know, I mean, it's how we live. It's how we are comfortable. It's how we survive, basically, is money.
Right.
But also, you know, there's the concept of just having abundance, you know, and having being wealthy and defining, you know, what wealth is to you. Loving relationships, the ability to care and feed, the ability to... shelter, the ability to, even on a minimal basis, you know, it's about the ability to take care of. And it is. It's abundance and wealth. And it's not about money. It's about what's within you as feeling wealthy.
Yes. And it's so interesting
yeah.
that you keep using these words.
Yeah.
That vibrate mm-hmm. to the 11 because,
mm-hmm.
You know, 11's big for me and it's that energy that
mm-hmm.
means support. It's all about support because it reduces down to 2, which is
mm-hmm.
the number of intuition and sensitivity, but also the number of cooperation,
mm-hmm.
peace,
mm-hmm.
and harmony. So
yes.
we're in the 2000s now, which is the new age, so to speak, where we're
yeah.
really, you know, revamping how we view the world. And it's so interesting that Obama and his wife Michelle are both 11 life paths.
Oh, interesting.
Right? So
yeah.
they're kind of like the 11-11 pair.
Right, right.
And
well,
11s always put money secondary.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see mm-hmm. Michelle's dressing in a Target dress, you know,
well,
that
yeah,
was a huge news
very practical.
Story.
Exactly.
Very. So
right,
so it's, a,
right.
you know, having these people in power right now in this, in that position, they're going to really help revamp our
yes
our view on money because the word abundance is 11, right?
Yep.
So again, you know, we go back to how are we viewing abundance, right?
Yes,
and so
exactly.
that 11 puts money as not being the most important thing in the world,
right.
you know? It's money doesn't make the world go round.
Right.
We do, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
But and like you said though, I mean, we all have to, you know, live to a certain extent, you know, practically and keep jobs and keep income on a certain level and, you know,
but if we switch our view as to how
exactly.
put ourselves out there as I'm going to do the work I'm going
right.
to do what I love.
Yes.
But not worry about where the abundance is going to come from.
Exactly. And I think that is a lot of the thought process, too, is putting it out there in the world, taking the action, going positively to, you know, help your lifestyle, your life situation, but also, like you said, which is so important, too, and that's a whole other show, is embracing some of the things that really excite you, embracing
yes.
your passions. Whatever they are, you know, being creative, artists, music, numerologists, whatever the passion is, psychology, embracing, finding what works for you and really kind of living it because that's what elevates us feeling better.
It's, yes.
I'm doing what really works with me.
Yes. Yeah. And I, you know, I didn't build my empire, so to speak, in a day, you know, I did
yeah.
it on the side, you know, I
yeah.
had to still live and make an income and I worked
yeah.
in corporate for a while
sure.
and, you know, all kinds of things, but I did what I loved on the side
mm-hmm.
and it made me happy, you know,
exactly.
it helped me to grow. But the word trust, you know, I'm just talking about this whole
yeah.
trust thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's the same frequency as the word God, which is,
yes.
remember I said, it's why
right.
we're all here, regardless
yeah.
of path or purpose, right?
Right.
So it's really about the trust factor right now in such a big way. It's about trusting, because I mean, look how many
heavy.
People are losing their houses and
oh,
losing.
Yeah.
So when they're stripped clean, like I was when I, you know, sold everything, it's
yeah.
that trust factor. It's
yeah.
like, you know, everything's going to be okay. That I'm just going to go and not worry about abundance or where I'm going to end up or how I'm going to be taken care of or any of that stuff. And it was just really that moment of surrender and trust. So
it's lowering that negative resistance mm-hmm. to always trying to fight,
yeah.
to fight,
well,
to
trust,
fight, and defend.
Trust is an eight, which is that number of confidence
yes.
and assertiveness.
Yes.
So it's got that energy that says it's doubtless.
Yes.
Right? So,
Wow. Good stuff. Can you believe it's that time already? We have to
go.
I know.
I could talk with you all day.
Oh, I know. Me too with you, Michelle. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Hopefully I'll be back.
You'll be back.
Okay.
You'll be back a lot. And today, by the way, we're talking about Michelle Arbeau's latest book, The Energy of Words, Harness the Vibration of Language and Transform Your Life. Her other new book out, Soul Numbers, Decipher the Message from Your Inner Self to Successfully Navigate Life. How can folks get you and get in touch with you and pick up your book?
Well, you can. The easiest way is to go to my website, michellearbeau.com, and it's Michelle with two L's, ARBEAU.com. And my books are on Amazon, too, and they're also on the publisher's website. But
cool.
I actually have the second book coming up before the first because there's two different publishers. So
okay.
one's in October and the other one in December. So
cool.
they're both available for pre-order right now.
Neat. Oh, great, guys. All right, and then all this information will be up on the website, as you know, tomorrow with content information. If you didn't get to catch the interview with Michelle Arbeau, all of it today, you can replay and download tomorrow and find out more. Thanks a million for being here. You're such a sweetheart.
Thank you, Michelle. Love
always,
you.
Love you too, girl. It's always nice to have you. All right, we've got to go. I don't want to go. I'm having too much fun. Dr. Michelle here, and stay on the couch for more great shows if you like here on LA Talk Radio. Don't forget, I'll be on Entertainment Tonight on Monday. I'll be analyzing the body language and communications of the one and only Lindsay Lohan in her interview with Oprah Winfrey. It'll be at 7:30 on all your local CBS stations. Have a great day, and as I always say, do take care of yourself first, and then you will be great for others, and that's the way it works. Have a great day. Talk to you next week, guys. Bye-bye.
Got you on my mind again tonight. Seeing flashing rays of colored light.